Joan Gertin makes birdhouses. Each one-of-a-kind piece is painstakingly made with wood that he retrieved from old barns that have fallen into disrepair.
My thought being, if you can use recycled material from old sources to bring new generations of birds into the world and other creatures, it makes a wonderful statement about our purpose in the world, that we don't just exploit it, but rather we give something back.
Many of his creations, which include homes for bats and owls, have a Victorian theme, while others are replicas of real buildings, like this birdhouse that was inspired by an old Spanish mission in California.
If you look at the real design of the mission, it has a rose window exactly in the position, perfect for a birdhouse.
And he's even made one, like this, for the daughter of former President Gerald Ford. Gertin is one of 120 artists presenting their work at the renowned Smithsonian Craft Show, and one of 21 artists whose work is environmentally sustainable, a growing focus for the Smithsonian.
And she's a mix of new and reclaimed fabrics.
Mimi Kirchner makes art toys out of discarded materials.
My artwork is made out of used fabrics and rescued fabrics that come from the thrift store and maybe from somebody's collection. A lot of it's vintage, and I give it a new life.
If you want to be a purist, this is absolutely in keeping with the Shaker tradition of using nothing but domestic woods.
Tim Arnold's wooden boxes are inspired by the Shakers, a religious sect known for their sturdy and simply designed furniture.
These are items that the Shakers used to store dry goods in back in the 19th century. And so what I do is I try and honor that tradition, but yet at the same time interject a little bit of my own personality into some of the boxes, particularly on the tops.
He adds to those tops some interesting objects and uses unusual materials like exotic wood, copper, and animal skins. Many types of art are presented in the show, but environmentally friendly works are a growing segment.
In recent years, we've noticed that the artists in our shows have been working with more renewable materials and methods that are environmentally safe. So we've decided that we would reward those efforts by offering a sustainability award every year at our show.
And the winner of the Honoring the Future Sustainability Award is Mary Yeager.
While there's only one winner of the Sustainability Award, any artist who is helping to do their part to save our planet is no doubt a winner in the eyes of Mother Earth. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.